Well, the semi-annual cattle inventory report brought in a little different news into the cattle markets than what was anticipated. One of them is that we continue to see pretty tight supplies as far as the cattle herd is concerned, but one that is starting to possibly show herd expansion. Looking at the numbers, all cattle and calves came in slightly above the previous semi-annual report, not by much. All cows and heifers that have calved were unchanged. When you look at it as far as beef cows, we were down 1% of the beef cows that have and heifers that have calved. Milk cows were up about 2%. When you look at the all heifers 500 pounds and over category, that's where things start to look a little bit fishy or a little bit bearish for the cattle markets. Right now, the total were 1% above for the previous year. But when you look at the beef replacement heifers, they were up 3% from a year ago. So there is indication that we are looking at keeping heifers back and expanding the herd. But with the cattle numbers being 1% below, we're looking at that somewhat absorbed a little bit by the fact that we are not increasing the herd, we're just replacing cattle that have been leaving. That's the indication that it kind of shows. Looking at it as far as milk replacement heifers, they were up 3% from the previous year. Other heifers were down 1%. That's the ones that go into the feedlot. Steers 500 pounds and over were up 1%. Bulls 500 pounds and over were unchanged. Calves under 500 pounds was unchanged. And the other part that makes this report a little bit on the friendly order is the calf crop. The calf crop, which we look at as being the first half of the season of calving, which is primarily about 60 to 65% of the cow-calf operations calve in the spring. We're looking at a calf crop that is down 2% from a year ago, which is somewhat supportive to the marketplace. Overall, you have to say the report was cautiously optimistic that we are replacing cows leaving the herd, but we're not terribly increasing the herd by a big way at this point. Overall, that is somewhat supportive to the market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.